Okay, Mark Robinson. Mark, end of day two. How do you see the game?
Well, we've got a bit of work to do still, isn't it? There's quite a lot of runs in deficit, so it's as simple as that. We have to bat and bat and then see where the game takes us.
Is it similar to last week's game at the Oval to an extent where you need to make the game safe and then perhaps the middle order with a chance to score runs quickly?
Well, it's obviously a bigger target than Warwickshire have posted, isn't it? So it's 2 days gone. So the game was probably a little bit more advanced at the Oval than it was here. It's probably that surface started up a little bit better and then died a death. This is died a death from almost on ball one, disappointingly, so it wasn't what either of the teams would like to play for. But at the moment, you know, all the cards are in Warwickshire's hands at the moment. They've got, say, they've got the 450 on the board, etc. Although we've had a great start, we're a lot of runs behind and we can't take anything for granted at this stage.
Let's talk about that great start, because Luke Wells again in terrific form.
Yeah, he played really, really well, hasn't he? It's a great partnership, and it's disappointing dismissal, obviously. Not 100% sure it's carried, but the umpires obviously feel it has, hasn't it? It's one of those really dubious ones, isn't it? I think it possibly hit him on the boot if it has, and etc. So, but that's cricket, isn't it? It's a bit unlucky, really, to edge the ball down, field a miss it, hit him on the boot, ball pop up and caught it. It's a bit unlucky, but we'll definitely take that. Great partnership, good start, and you want to build on that tomorrow.
Luke Wells, so impressive at the Oval, particularly not just his shot selection, but his concentration levels as well.
Yeah, look, he's a developing cricketer. He's got a bit to do and a bit to learn and to be able to rotate the strike, and especially on against spin. But what he is it's immensely strong as a character, and got great, as you said, great concentration. And look, there's a certain size for him that, like any cricketer, you've got to improve and learn, but he's got a lot of the attributes you need to go all the way.
Your other, well, not Luke Wells is a new acquisition, but one of your new acquisitions this season, of course, Chris Jordan, 19 wickets so far, and four, and he's the one bowler who's got any life out of this track at all. He must be delighted with his progress.
Look, he's had two outstanding games on dreadful wickets, really, which is pleasing. Obviously, he got this 6 foot at Leeds, but to take a 5 foot the Oval and then to get the important wickets in the context of just getting his bonus points at Leeds was outstanding, and he's running really, really well and looks an impressive individual, and the bonus he catches at slip.
It's still 2 days to go, the game not over, but you know, Warwickshire County champions, you played away at Surrey. It's a good start to the season, Mark.
Yeah, it's too early to talk like that, because I could talk like that after the Oval game. Well, as you say, it's a long way to go. We're 120 or 115 for one. So if we're talking, we're 350 for two or something like that, then you can say those type of things. We've just seen two massive turnarounds in games, Yorkshire and Derbyshire, and Durham and not. So we know in cricket there could be twists at any point.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.